And you will never ever, nobody on planet Earth will ever see the coffee's come back like it was one time.
We never could have conceived that now I have trouble finding a codfish to show to a student.
The only thing I can say about a codfish that I learned about a codfish, they can still cod you. you think you got to figure it out, and but then you don't, eh?
That's the opening of a new DVD that's just been released. It's called Cod, Renewing a Bountiful Catch. It's a production of the environmental group Intervale, based, out of all places, Doyle's in the Conroy Valley. It's sort of every person's guide to cod recovery, and it delivers a nice little thumbnail sketch of where we used to be and where we are as it relates to cod. Dr. Kathleen Blanchard speaks for Intervale. Well, Dr. Blanchard, first of all, tell me a little bit about what Intervale is all about.
Yes, well, Intervale is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to conserve biodiversity, interpret heritage, and promote and protect the integrity of rural livelihoods. We take a community-based approach to solving conservation problems. Most of our projects deal with fish and wildlife.
Now, I don't know how many people would have heard of it, but how has a conservation group like yours ended up based in Doyle's, Newfoundland?
Well, the location of Doyle's is a bit of a personal story because my family heritage is from there. Just about everybody in the Codray Valley would be my cousin or second cousin, and so that's why I base it there. That's where we got started, and the name Intervale is actually, the farmers would say interval. It's we use it as a metaphor for right relationship, positive relationship between people and the environment, because the Intervale is the meadow alongside the Grand and Little Codroy rivers. It's the meadow where the floods in the springtime nourish the ground, the soil there, and allow the hay to grow, which the farmers depend upon basically for their survival.
Now, what's the message that you hope to bring to people by this DVD?
Okay, this is meant as an educational tool, a teaching tool of sorts, to encourage dialogue about cod recovery. Because as a society, it might be argued that we need to have a conversation about it. And it's not meant particularly in a political sense at all. It's just meant for the person out there, out on the street, in the community, down on the wharf, all people of all ages, so that we can talk about it. And let's begin by recalling that abundance that once was. And that's what triggered it, because we went into the classrooms, university classrooms, and we were a little, well, alarmed, let's say, to find that the young generation doesn't connect with that abundance. You know, they didn't live through it. They don't recall it. If they're lucky, they've talked to a grandparent and learned about it. But they don't have that sense of abundance that once was. So if that's the case, then how can we talk together and be on common ground about what that baseline was? What are we aiming for? What do we want to work together for in bringing cod back?
So beyond the charts and the graphs and the quotas and the politics, there are things that people can do on a personal level?
Absolutely, because as the film describes, the juvenile cod hang out in the shoreline areas. And so by protecting that habitat for cod, the kelp beds, the rocky shoreline, and the cobble, we're protecting critical habitat there for cod. We can also protect the working waterfront and draw attention to it as a very important place, because these are livelihoods we're talking about and that we want to see continue.
Now, when you talk about livelihoods that you want to see continue, you make the point in the DVD that if we want rural communities to survive, we will need a fishery.
Well, yeah, we don't have to go too back in time to realize that it was absolutely basic to rural communities all over the province. In fact, there's only a few communities that are not coastal. They're there for a reason. And, do we want a province in the future in which the fishing livelihood is not an essential part of that community? That's a question for society. That's for us to talk about. I have an opinion, but we'd like everybody to talk about that.
What about if someone were to say this is a bit of a oversimplification of the very complicated problem of a return to cod?
Well, Well, it is, in that we don't get into a whole lot of topics, and we certainly don't touch upon politics and other things. So that's not our role. We're a nonprofit organization interested in educating, in getting information out there, in encouraging dialogue, and in cultivating stewardship, that positive relationship. Well, how are we going to do this if we don't begin with a conversation about what is our vision of what we as a society want to have for the future? What sort of timetable do we want in order to be able to achieve that? We, you know, there are many scientific questions we don't go into in great detail either, but that's partly because we just simply do not have time. It was a fairly low-budget production. Wouldn't it be great to be able to do more? And isn't it interesting that there aren't more teaching tools out there? I think we should do some.
Mm. And, you know, the DVD, it features people like Dr. George Rose, harvesters like Jack Troak in Twillingate, John Gillard in Twillingate. So the question becomes, how do people get to see all this? Because it is an interesting thumbnail sketch of where we've been and where we are now with cod, and it would be nice for many people to see this. But how do people get a chance to see it or get a copy of it?
Right. We just released it last week, John. It's just brand new. So for the time being, if you haven't seen it anywhere, because we've distributed 100 copies out to people who work in the fishery, to the FFAW, to the Professional Fish Harvesters Certification Board, to harvesters we know. That's for starters. But if we have a limited supply which we can distribute if you're an organization or an individual who can share it with others. And to do that, you can contact me by my email, which is kblanchard@intervale.ca, or you can go to our website. But starting in about a week from now, we will have a version posted on the website of the universe. It's called the CURA, and I'll just sort of spell that out. The Community University Research for Recovery Alliance. That's a group at Memorial University. And if you Google CURA, C-U-R-R-A, you will get to it. It's not there now, but it will be in a couple of weeks' time. You can start, though, by getting in touch with me.
All right, Dr. Blanchard, appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Kathleen Blanchard is with Intervale. That's an environmental group based in Doyles in the Conroy Valley.